Bob Angel.
Ooh. I mean, where did these people come from?
And Detox Mansion.
No fatties, no dopers, no smokers, no alcoholics, no hamsters.
Oh, my.
Other people wake up in the morning, new day, up and at 'em. I wake up, the heaviness is right there waiting for me. And sometimes I even talk to it. And I say, hi, heaviness. And heaviness looks back at me, today you're going to get it good. You'll be drinking early today.
It gets us all at some point in life.
Bob Angel's Detox Mansion.
That's great, buddy.
A 91.5 WMFO.
Ducks Freeform Radio.
And don't f*** it up.
That's right, it's 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Boston, Tufts Freeform Radio, streaming worldwide at WMFO.org. And we got a lot of women today, a lot of women on the air today, so be ready for that. Not all. It's not like, what is the show after Mike on the Mic? It's something about the women. It's not going to be that much women. But a lot, nonetheless. But then we start with Mrs. Koslovsky. If I can get this working. Here we go. It's not working. So it's not going to be Mrs. Koslovsky. It's going to be Grace Jones.
Love.
Sun's coming up like a big bald head bulging up at the grocery store. It's Sharky's day. It's Sharky's day today. Sharky wakes up and Sharky says, I turn around, it's fear. I turn around again. He says, all night long I think of those blue planes up there, flying around, you can't even see them, they're specks, and they're full of tiny people going places. And Sharky says, you know, I bet they could all land on the head of a pin. They sing, ooh-wee, Sharky, he's a slow day. On the edge of the lake, he's a whole landscape gone to seed, he's gone wild. He's on an oil slick at midnight, on the road to Boston, long time ago. And Sharky says, they're growing mechanical trees. They go to their full height. And then they chop themselves down. Sharky says, all of life comes from some strange lagoon. It rises up, it bucks up to its full height from a boggy swamp on a foggy night. It creeps into your house, it's life's life.
I have to say, I'm a little starstruck.
Wait. I'm warning you. Okay.
It's Detox Mansion. It's Bob Angel.
It all happened very organically for me.
A 91.5 WMFO.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
God help us all.
I know you come here to this bar, 'cause the one here knows who you are. You watch the band sing tra la la. You wear your usual Nepal. My sister knew you back. Said you were nervous.
won't forget.
Never found the answer, but we knew.
91.5 WMFO. And brand new music from Florence and the Machine. It's called Hunger, of course, from High as Hope is the latest album from Florence. Kate Bush before that off of Hounds of Love. When did that come out? Let's look that up, if I can get this out of the way. 1985's Hounds of Love album. Ricky Lee Jones, from her most recent release, which was 2015. Je Connais Pas is what we heard. What a great song that was. Laurie Anderson did Sharky's Day, going back to Mr. Heartbreak. That kind of broke open Laurie's career in 1984. And we started with Grace Jones and the title track from her great 1980 album called Warm... Warm Leatherette. There we go. It's a tough day. It's been a kind of a tough weekend. Yesterday was kind of cruddy, cold and showery. And today's going to be warm and humid and showery, and some glimpses of sunshine, up near 80 degrees, and the humidity is going to be rising all day, which will bring us showers and thunder showers tonight, staying kind of warm and humid late into the evening, with highs around, lows tonight, in mid-60s tomorrow. Showers in the morning, then clearing out and turning less humid with high around 70 degrees. Right now on the campus of Tufts University, it is 71 degrees.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
It's 11:26. Good morning. Welcome to Detox Mansion's visiting hours until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Down at the City Winery in Boston this week, it actually started last night. Joan Armatrading is... she is putting on a, she's got a residency. All week long, she's going to be performing every other night, I believe it is. No, she's performing today, too, tonight. And she takes Monday off, and then she has Wednesday, Thursday off, Friday, she'll be playing again. So if you've ever wanted to see Joan Armatrading in a really intimate setting, this is the time to do it. So staying with women for just one more song. And we will be playing women throughout the show. Believe me, for some reason, when I was sort of putting the show together, I heard women. The ladies are turning me on lately. What can I say? This is Down to Zero from Joan, 91.5 WMFO.
Down to the ground, you know how to ground. Down to the ground, down to the ground. You're no hiding, still more crying when you're thinking of your mother's only son. Took to your bed, you set this peace in sleep, but you dream of love instead. But oh, when you fall, oh, when you fall at my door.
Hey, it's Bob Angel.
Damn it.
And Detox Mansion.
We advise you to start with a low playback volume until a safe level can be determined.
Bob Angel's Detox Mansion.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
A 91.5
WMFO. WMFO. Woo.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Ditch. Broke it down when I was sick. Build it back up brick by brick. I got this life to fix. Threw it all out in a ditch. Broke it down when I was sick. Build it back up brick by brick. I got this life to fix. Threw it all out in a ditch. Broke it down when I was sick. Build it back up brick by brick.
.5 WMFO, and the record company is the name of that band. Life to Fix is the name of the song from their most recent album called All of This Life, just released. You can see the record company in Boston at the House of Blues on October 19th. Tickets are already available for that show. Before the record company, we heard Masters of Reality, the band that features Ginger Baker on drums. From 1988, Getting High. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. I can't even say his name without him just getting totally bummed out that we lost him. It just drives me nuts. Hypnotic Eye from his tremendous 2014 album called Hypnotic Eye. And American Plan B. And Florence and the Machine. Joan Armour Trading is what I meant to say. From her self-titled album in 1976, we heard Down to Zero. You can catch Joan Armour Trading at the City Winery in Boston all this week. So just call them for tickets. I'm sure they must have some left. She's doing like five shows. 11:42, let's get right back into it because this must be the place. It's Talking Heads on WMFO. Thank you.
Yeah. 101.5 WMFO. Bedford.
I gotta go right now. Someone is videotaping me in my spaceship.
Well, that's being blunt. I think I'm in love with your girlfriend. 91.5 WMFO, brand new music from Anderson East, the latest album, Encore. And Girlfriend is the name of the song. Hey Bulldog, the Beatles before that, from Yellow Submarine, which is going to be seeing a theatrical release this summer. All remastered and looking beautiful and everything. Digitally remastered and 5.1 surround and all that cool stuff. Saw Doctors did Magnus Parade. That came from their 1996 album, Same Old Town. We heard the Talking Heads do This Must Be the Place, starting us off from their great Speaking in Tongues album from 1983. 11:57, just a couple of minutes away from High Noon. Yeah, that's right.
Pop quiz, which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
I raised my hand. I knew what the right answer to that was. Anyway, 3 minutes away from High Noon. And here's Janice.